Hello and welcome to the premiere episode of Wildfire Western Music News. I'm Roger Ringer. We cover all the various artists and genres of acoustic music and throw in some cowboy poetry along the way. You should be aware that in the 1970s, and to this day, the decision was made to separate Western from country and Western. This also included most bluegrass, folk, and traditional music. This is music we know today as roots or Americana. Western, Western swing, and cowboy poetry has had a thriving industry that has been overshadowed by Nashville's move to the LA pop style music that is now known as country. Organizations such as the Western Music Association, Academy of Western Artists, the Americana Association, the International Bluegrass Association have been fighting separate battles keeping the music going for the fans and the future generations of artists and music lovers. It is a fact that there has not been enough money in the business to force acoustic back into the spotlight that it deserves, and each genre has been fighting an individual fight to get back on the air and into the mainstream of the music business. So once a week, we bring you the Wildfire Western Music News, and you can go to www.wildfirewestern.com to keep up with the artists, fans, festivals, news, and industry. In order to do this, we are brought to you by some fine sponsors that believe that good music is good music and should be shared by all its fans and future fans and not by multinational conglomerates. So this week we are brought to you by...
If you love to ride the sunset, western songs and stories told. If you got a bit of cowboy, I brand it on your soul. Then come and join us, part. We live and love the western way. Join the WWUMA.
The Western Music Association is a nonprofit corporation whose purpose is to preserve and promote the traditional and contemporary music and poetry of the American West and the American cowboy. Contact the Western Music Association today at 505-563-0673 or on the World Wide Web at westernmusic.org.
Then come and join us, part. We live and love the Western way. Join the
Wildfire Western Music News. Back in 2011, there was a celebration in Kansas. It was the sesquicentennial year, say that 10 times fast, becoming a state on January 29, 1861. It was assumed that the state would have as big a blowout as the Oklahoma Centennial. However, for reasons unknown, the legislature never appropriated any funding or an authorization bill to mark the occasion. There were two meetings in Topeka at the Kansas State Historical Society, bringing all the communities and interested parties together to get the latest news on planning for the big event. Since the legislature never took any action, the governor, Sam Brownback, charged several state agencies to organize a grassroots celebration. A logo was created, and it was up to the citizens to step up and celebrate 150 years. Eventually, the logo was just authorized for anyone who wanted to use it. The Kansas State Historical Society was the lead agency of seven agencies that participated. This was a year that all agencies took a 10% cut and looked to cut another 15% the next budget year. Many local celebrations took place during 2011. The Western Music Association produced a program called Kansas Home on the Range. It was a musical, historical, poetical, video, and live-hosted story of 150 years of Kansas statehood. Combining talent from all over the state, the first performance was at the historic Fox Theater in Hutchinson, Kansas on March 13th. The show was expanded and came to Wichita on October 8th for the official Kansas 150th celebration. The program was presented in the Century 2 Convention Hall, and it would have been a sellout if it had not been for a rain ending many downtown activities early that morning. Kansas Home on the Range was a critical success. The only regret is that it could not have been done one more time and filmed for public broadcasting as originally intended. A DVD is available with all the individual performances at Hutchison. Just send a request to Kansas Home on the Range, care of Roger Ringer, 1374 Northeast Goldenrod, Medicine Lodge, Kansas, 67104. Include a check made to the Western Music Association, Kansas, for $35 plus $5 for shipping. In a minute, we will talk about what came out of the Kansas Home on the Range experience.
You know, there's grilling and then there's grilling, but your family barbecue will never be the same when you grill it on a Smokin' Brothers grill. The Smokin' Brothers grill will take your grilling to a new level. Smokin' Brothers will give you a consistent indirect heat that will cook your steak or burgers just right. Add the sauces and seasonings from Smokin' Brothers and man, you got melt in your mouth barbecue. Proudly made in America, and you can find all the Smokin' Brothers products at Home Lumber in Pratt. Come by today and start a new family tradition with a Smokin' Brothers Grill, Home Lumber, 803 North Main in Pratt.
Welcome back. As a result of Kansas Home on the Range, three groups joined together who were on the program and have formed a new touring show called The West is Wild as Ever. It consists of the Diamond W Wranglers from Wichita, Judy Coder from Topeka, and Three Trails West from Kansas City. All are outstanding artists, and they bring together a unique and exciting sound. There are many Sons of the Pioneer harmonies, but the entire performance is excellent. Just as the early days of country music built their fan base with traveling package shows, The West is Wild as Ever brings back this concept. It is an exciting show to hire for your large gatherings, festivals, and local theaters and venues. Just Google up the Diamond W Wranglers and get a sample of the WWE. Contact Jim Farrell for dates and prices. You will not regret it. Another artist I want to spotlight for you is a friend of mine from Copeland, Kansas. A fourth generation farmer, he did not pick up and learn the guitar until he was 30 years old. The fifth generation did not go into farming, and Barry Ward began a music career and ministry. Barry has won the Western Region Male Vocalist for the Gospel Music Association Award and has been nominated for several awards in the WMA and the AWA. Recently, his Son of Eli Crow song was awarded Best Traditional Song by the Academy of Western Artists. Barry lives in Colorado now and tours frequently through Kansas, Texas, Oklahoma, Missouri, Iowa, Indiana, Louisiana, New Mexico, and Arizona. He is a frequent guest at cowboy churches all over the country. Google up Barry Ward for booking information, CDs, and tour dates. On his site, you can sample much of his work, and he is also on YouTube. Barry has become an excellent performer, and his playing skills are world-class. He's managed very well by the boss, his wife Victoria. Whatever your entertainment needs, contact them and have a great performance experience. In February, a fire cost Ken Overcast his home, including his instruments and library of recordings. Ken does the popular cowboy show on radio, and you can help rebuild his library by sending Western music recordings and cowboy poetry recordings to Ken Overcast, P.O. Box 1542, Chinook, Montana, 59523. The Western Music Association Youth Chapter planned on offering a youth development camp in June this year, but due to mitigating circumstances, it has been rescheduled for the WMA convention in Albuquerque, New Mexico in November. For interested youth ages 7 through 20, in Kansas, the WMA Kansas Chapter is offering five $100 scholarships to the first five applicants. Since the camp has been changed, there may be options available for the kids and their sponsors to attend the full convention and take part in the 25th anniversary of the Western Music Association. For more information on the camp, contact Marcia Short at 505-563-0673. Kansas youth that want to attend the camp need to apply now for a $100 scholarship from the Western Music Association Kansas Chapter. There are five awards available. Contact myself or any WMA Kansas member at 620-213-2403 or online, go to www.kansaswma.org. Whether your student is interested in Western music or other genre, this is an outstanding opportunity for young performers and should be a must-do for them.
An energy-efficient train system delivers heating, cooling, and beyond. So when your head hits the pillow, no matter the season, the conditions in your home will be perfect. And you won't have to worry about high energy costs. Because after all, your heating and cooling bill shouldn't prevent a good night's sleep.
Get your air conditioner ready for summer with a call to Intergreen Services in Pratt today. With a spring plan service special, you'll save dollars and receive a free filter. Call 620-672-2338 or go to IntergreenServices.com.
It's hard to stop a train.
Well, thanks for listening to Wildfire Western Music News. Tune in again next week for more news from the world of acoustic music that you don't hear on mainline radio. I am Roger Ringer saying happy trails and keep your powder dry.
If I'm going there or I'm coming from, there's a place I can't forget somewhere in my mind. Out along the rolling Kansas plain.